As we continue our journey through the Bible, today we come to the last verses of Psalm 9. Psalm 9, 13 through 20. Again, this is a psalm of David. Lord, see how my enemies persecute me? Have mercy and lift me up from the gates of death, that I may declare your praises in the gates of daughter Zion, and there rejoice in your salvation. The nations have fallen into the pit they have dug. Their feet are caught in the net they have hidden. The Lord is known for his acts of justice. The wicked are ensnared by the works of their hands. The wicked go down to the realm of the dead, all the nations that forget God, but God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish. Arise, Lord, do not let mortals triumph. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror. Let the nations know they are only mortal. You know, David had his share of enemies. The nations that surrounded Israel were intent on bringing him down and taking over his kingdom. And as David wrote this psalm, it seems his rivals were getting uncomfortably close. He called on God to have mercy and rescue him from what he called the gates of death. David prayed that God would strike them with terror and deflate their hubris. All believers have enemies. There are some people who would like nothing better than to see us fall. In fact, they are more than willing to be involved in the process of bringing us down. Let's face it, offices, schools, neighborhoods, and sometimes even families are populated by people who feel they need to put us down in order to elevate themselves. Maybe you're experiencing one of those attacks today. Now, here's the great promise from God's Word. Here's the great promise of God found in today's psalm. God will never forget the needy. He is well aware of your situation. Your enemies may dupe others, but they cannot deceive God. Be patient. God will lead them to the pit they have dug and entrap them in the net they have hidden. God will lead them to the pit they have dug and will entrap them in the net they have hidden. So pray, wait, and watch. God's on your side. Father, like David, enemies surround me. When I walk with you, there are many who want to see me fall. Lord, I pray for your mercy as my enemies come near. Protect me from their gossip. Deliver me from their schemes. Guard my reputation from their attacks. My confidence is in your promise that you will never forget the needy. And Lord, I am needy today. I pray for your help in Jesus' name. Amen.